Tell your boss to get lost. It's time for your 15-minute break.
Da 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 da. Hey, what's up, guys? I'm fresh off a hurricane hangover. Hurricane Matthew came, saw, and got his ass kicked. No. Well, first, let me say, there are people who are actually affected by it in a very terrible way. Hundreds of people lost their life in it, especially those in Haiti and the Caribbean. If you're in Florida or the other states that are about to get hit by it at some point here, hopefully you guys all stayed safe, kept everything, in as good a shape as you could. No doubt things got damaged. No doubt things got, houses got messed up and maybe a little bit here and there. But hopefully for the most part, you came out good on the other end of it. Everyone in your family is good. And that's all that matters, really. So if you walked away from it and everyone you know walked away from it alive and in good shape, that's the true importance here. The only thing that did get hurt was the podcast. That's on my level. The only thing that got hurt was the podcast. We lost power for a few hours, but like I said, I didn't get a podcast out with Adam for the Fantasy Football Podcast. My apologies for that. Next time I'd be better prepared. Maybe we'll get an episode out quicker or something when the hurricanes are coming. So it sucked for that. But other than that, everything came out pretty good. I appreciate all the, people looking out for us and making sure everything was good on our end. It was weird because from our standpoint, we got everything prepared, right? Water in the tub, batteries, food, everything that you could do, candles. And then when it's not so bad, when it didn't happen so bad for us, which, again, we're grateful for. We're grateful that nothing happened to us. But it's one of those things where I don't want to say you're let down because it sounds terrible. Because like I said, this did cause atrocities for people. But in our case, it was like, or in my case, I should say, it was like, that's it. Like, I thought more was going to happen. It was kind of like if you got this date with a girl coming up and you get all, you're trying to work out extra in the gym. You're working overtime, trying to get some extra cash. And you're like, oh, it's going down. It's going to go down. And then, you go on your date. You have food at a restaurant. And then you're thinking, okay, here's the chance. I'm going to drop her off at her house. Something magical is going to happen tonight, baby. I'm going to put it down. Going to show what I can do. And then, she's like, oh, hey, it was a nice date. This is my family's house. My parents live here with me. See you next time. Maybe I'll give you a call. And you're like, what? And then that night doesn't go exactly how you planned. That was kind of how it felt in a way. But again, not let down because I know a lot of people had a tough time with it. So again, keep them in your thoughts. Keep them in your prayers. Help them if you can. If you have money to donate, if you have time and effort that you can donate, anything, those people can use a helping hand. Because I know from personal experience, losing a house in a hurricane, that it's not the best experience in the world after the fact, that rebuild you go through. So if it's something like that or, whatever you can do to help, do it. That's it. We appreciate that. But other than that, like I said, we didn't get to do a fantasy football episode this week. So sorry to Adam for that. He wasn't in a hurricane. I was. So it ain't Adam's fault. Even with that being said, like I said, next time we'll prepare a little bit better for it. Maybe have an episode beforehand recorded for things like this. Keep some in the vault. Keep some in the stash. As far as things going on with these 15-minute podcasts, I always like to try to make them about particular things that I want to talk about, things that are on my mind, just to help you get through this 15-minute break really quick. One of the things I haven't touched on, Jose Fernandez, the pitcher for the Marlins who passed away in a boating accident. Rest in peace to him. My heart and thoughts go out to everybody who knows him, who was, a relative, a friend, a teammate. It sucks. And I haven't commented on this yet because just haven't gotten around to it with all the stuff that was been happening. But I just want to talk about it really quickly from a certain viewpoint. You don't have to be a fan of Jose Fernandez. You don't have to be a fan of baseball. You don't have to care about any of that kind of stuff. The part that sucks when young people die unexpectedly, or people who are making a difference somehow or another, it sucks, because when you're a baseball player, when you're an athlete, when you're someone who does a lot of good things for people, when you have an inspiring story, when you motivate, when you are somebody's role model, it sucks when we lose you, especially at a very young age, because somebody lost their motivation there. Somebody lost a role model. you know, some kid, a bunch of kids lost, you know, a baseball player that they look up to, that, you know, motivates them every day to become a baseball player. Hopefully something like this drives them harder, but it sucks, you know, and lets you know to do as much as you can good while you're here, because people will remember it when you leave. You know, sometimes the bad things you do, we forget, we forgive, we move on, but the positive things never leave. And, you know, obviously a lot of people loved Jose Fernandez. Obviously he did a lot of good things because a lot of people appreciated him. He did a lot for his culture, for his people. He did a lot for Miami, for Marlins fans, for people, fans of baseball, fans of the sport. So it sucks, you know, so try to do as much good as you can. Use your time as, you know, live it to the fullest. Like they say, it's an old saying or whatever, live to the fullest, live life like it's your last day. If you had an hour to live, what would you do? That kind of stuff. But seriously though, you know, stuff like that, always put it in perspective. Hurricanes coming like they do, put it into perspective. Things like that let you know, it reminds you what's important, whether who's important, how to live, you know, which way is the right way to do it for you. So I just wanted to bring it up because I feel like it's important to touch on. It was, you know, heartfelt, heartbreaking watching the game, the first game the Marlins played after it, to see all the stuff that happened. It was pretty intense. If you didn't cry when you watched that, you just don't got a soul, my man. That's it. I don't know how else to explain that. It definitely is enough to make a grown man cry, even if you're not much of a crier. That game would have did it. But again, shout out to his family, the people close to him, whoever, you know, was greatly affected by him. You know, more than you and I in a different way. You know, I feel for you guys. So I just wanted to touch on that just to remind everybody that what you do now here while you're alive is important and will be remembered. So always, you know, press to do the best that you can for people and to help other people, man. So it's important. It's important. Other than that, you know, like I said, the hurricane has kind of consumed me this last, you know, week. If you live in Florida, you know what I'm talking about. Like, it becomes madness. The funny thing about it is, it's like when you see it, okay, when you go to the stores, if you get there too late, like if you try to do everything, if you just procrastinated and like, oh, I'll get it later. When you get there, there is no later. Everything is gone. Ice gone. Water gone. Food gone. Batteries gone. In my case, the screws you need to put up your damn shutter is gone. Everything was gone. If you go too late, everything is gone. So it's funny because it's like you know, you watch shows like The Walking Dead, you know, where it's like this apocalyptic zombie apocalypse, or you know, you see even movies about, you know, end of the world type events and stuff like that, and it almost like you're almost living it in a sense in that little brief window when everyone's panicking. Everyone's rushing to get gas. It's like you almost wonder, is anybody prepared for this before it comes? Because I feel like I'm out here with the whole world right now. Did everybody procrastinate with me? I don't understand. Why are we all doing the same thing right now? Because if some people would get it ahead of time, I would be all right when it actually happens. I wouldn't have to be fighting crowds for stuff. You know, do that for me, guys. From now on, you guys prepare ahead of time. And let me go out last minute and make it easy for me. I mean, come on. Like, why do we all gotta be lazy together and do it last together? Some of you gotta step up. You know what I mean? Some of the creams gotta rise to the top. You guys gotta, you know, prepare for things better so that it's not as difficult for me when I do everything last minute. Cause that's me. You know, the last minute when something I don't really wanna do, like prepare for a hurricane, I'm last minute. And so there I was hanging up the shutters and stuff, like literally hours before, you know, it happens. My neighbor's scrambling with me trying to get them up. He's probably like, this guy's going to lose his freaking house and family if I don't help him, you know. So we got him up. You know, we didn't get all of them up, but we got enough of them up where I felt like we had some safety. But again, it's a weird, you know, like it runs you through this course. You know, for it, when shit hits the fan, you know, how do I handle it? How do I go at it? You know, how do I attack this moment? Well, heads up. If you're in a hurricane zone, if you're where earthquakes happen or fucking volcanoes, I mean, I don't know if you're worried about a zombie apocalypse, prepare ahead of time because the rest of the world isn't. They're not. So if you're going to prepare ahead of time, Because if you're just going to be one of those people who react, man, you're in trouble. You're in trouble, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, get your guns, get your bullets, get your water. Because everybody else isn't. They're all waiting, apparently, because that's what happens when these hurricanes come every time. And it never changes. I'm the same way. I wait to the last minute. Just especially this time, it caught us off guard because a real hurricane, you know, hasn't happened in a while here. It's been years, I think, at least from my memory, the one that I can remember has been years. So it's like one of those things where you kind of got caught in a lull. You know what I mean? It's like a fighter who hasn't gotten punched in a couple minutes into the fight. He's like, you know, just kind of walking around, taking it easy, and then one shot just catches him and knocks him out. It's kind of like that. You just get caught sleeping. You know what I mean? A sports team, you get caught sleeping. You know what I mean? You think you got it in the bag. This team isn't scoring against us. And then one play, they throw a bomb. OBJ catches it one-handed in the end zone. And you're like, oh, shit, we're playing a football game. I forgot about that. It's kind of like that. By the way, OBJ is not retiring, guys. Cut the crap. Dude made one comment talking about it's not fun anymore because he's frustrated. Because he's frustrated. We all get frustrated, guys. He's not going to quit football. He's one of the guys. He's one of the faces of football. He ain't quitting football. Crazy. He ain't leaving that money either. He loves everything. So, he ain't going nowhere. I didn't get to watch the football game either because of the hurricane. You know? Those are some of the drawbacks. You prepare for everything, but you can't get your cable back. Oh, man. Too funny. Way too funny. So, with that being said, again, I just wanted to, you know, apologize for not having a podcast. I had to make the hurricane the focal point of this episode just so you guys know where I'm coming from. You know what I mean? I want you guys to experience that. You know what I mean? So you guys don't say, oh, he didn't drop a podcast. I'm upset with him. We apologize. It won't happen again. We won't get caught sleeping. Exactly. Perfect. I was just talking about that. That's a perfect example. It's like when a hurricane is coming and you didn't, you know, prepare your podcast in time and now you didn't have one. That kind of situation. But you guys know we're going to keep going harder and harder and harder. New guests, new topics, new episodes, new fantasy content all the time. ClockDodgers.com. Shout out to Josh, Adam 2, the other Adam, whatever, however many Adams that are writing for there. You guys are awesome. Eddie, everybody. If you're interested in writing, I mean, we got a lot of guys writing about football right now. But if you're interested in writing about, you know, health, fitness, movies, I mean, literally whatever. If you have an interest in something, you're not the only one. You know what I mean? So hit me up. We'll get you working on, you know, something onto the site. So we can get some eyes on your content. If you're new to writing and you're really interested in it, don't feel, you know, worried. Hit me up. I'm interested in, you know, talking to you. I'm all about helping others get started in things. Also, like I said, some contests coming for leaving reviews on the iTunes. Probably going to start it Monday. Try to get as many reviews in there as we can. And I'll have more details on the next episode on how that's going to work, though. But people are going to get bracelets and stuff like that, stickers, mailed to them. I just got to figure out. Maybe it won't happen Monday. Depends on when these come out. But the contest is starting soon. And I'm probably going to go for, like, most creative review or something, most funny review. I got to add a twist to it, so it can't just be whoever leaves a review. I'll try to figure out something for it, but the best review in some sense, maybe we'll get it, you know, I'm a Clock Dodger wristband or something. Keep on the lookout, though, for all the kinds of updates, guys. You know, ClockDodgers.com. You can follow on Twitter, @ClockDodgers, on Instagram, @ClockDodgers, Periscope, @ClockDodgers. Everything is @ClockDodgers, ClockDodgers@gmail.com if you want to send an email. If you have any questions, guest suggestions, foul or no fouls for the Fantasy Football Podcast, Fantasy Trade Blackjack for those podcasts, literally anything, you know where to find me. It's not hard. Make sure you guys download Fantasy Life app if you're a Fantasy Football fan, Sleeperbot app if you're a Fantasy Football fan. Trying to think if there's anything else I want to recommend right now. Of course, No Halftime. DFS, Daily Fantasy, Player vs. Player. Definitely get No Halftime. I mean, that's, you're crazy if you don't have that. Don't forget, they have contests going weekly to win 2 NFL tickets too, which I try every week. I haven't won yet. Maybe that's like against the rules. Maybe I can't win or something. And because I think I'm doing the best at trying, but here, I'm not winning. So someone please win the ticket so I know that a Clock Dodger won the tickets. Because that's what I want to hear. I want to hear, oh, Clock Dodger, such and such won. That'd be awesome. Maybe you could take me with the other ticket.
Visit ClockDodgers.com for more unique content. Connect with us now by following at Clock Dodgers on Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope.